I'm sitting here with Brian Chung, Director of Business Development at LifeRay. And LifeRay provides a open source portal. And I wanted to ask you, Brian, what's the difference between a CMS and a portal?
Okay, well, let me first explain what a portal is. It's a framework for aggregating either content or application access. It provides certain services like single sign-on, user group and role management, and it's also sort of a forum for collaboration among its users. And so if you think about content management, that could be one of the applications or use cases of a portal. You have a situation where you have a certain workflow. You have writers, designers, editors all working, collaborating on content, but with different roles. And you don't want a writer to be able to approve an article, for example. But you also don't want him to have to worry about the design of how the article is going to show up on your website. And so the portal is a forum for each of these different users to come in, work on the same data, and it displays the appropriate view of the application to each person based on their permissions.
In what situations might I find myself when I need, a portal would be an appropriate tool for me to use, you know, to help me solve that problem that I have?
Okay, so again, we have the use case of the content management system. I guess when you abstract away from that, the big ideas are that you want to have single sign-on. You might have one person, one employee in your organization who has certain permissions into your legacy application, different permissions into the content management workflow, and they also want to have a personalized view of their own email, calendar, their stocks, and news and weather. And so it's the collaboration, the single sign-on, and the aggregation of disparate applications into one view. And what that really does for an enterprise is there are certain areas of functionality, like the ones I mentioned, that you're going to need across all applications. And if you're able to have that all in one place, to manage it in one place, then you're really going to reduce your IT costs. And really what we're after is a nimbler IT infrastructure where you're not having all of these horizontal silos of functionality, but each application does what it's supposed to do best, and then you piece them together as you need them for each particular scenario or user.
Great, thank you very much.